It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Shout out to, James Blackwell. Yeah, you're right. It's sad about the NCAA. They could do the background check on the official, right?
Absolutely.
Who went to UT.
You would think you'd know before halftime.
UTC, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga. And she called the UTC game against NC State. They could have done that, man. I mean, of course. And Jettis, the ACC is getting their respect now because early on during the regular season, nobody gets no respect. Supposed to be down. Down year. So anyway, people I just called out, they're chiming in, chatting with us as our show's going on, Pamela.
I love that. Continue to chat with us. We'll respond.
Yeah, out on the Sports Shop, on YouTube, Sports Shop Radio. And if you ask us a question, we'll respond directly here on the air. So I appreciate you chiming in. Why don't you click that button and, subscribe as well. But it's unbelievable. Good look, bad look, money. It's some great looks, Pam.
Yes, it's some great looks.
Some bad looks.
It is some bad looks.
A-Town, great look, bad look. I'm pretty sure this poll is going to be a great look. I'm assuming it is. Maybe, maybe not.
What you course,
think?
Of course.
What we got?
So the poll question can be found on X, formerly known as Twitter, through Buzz Sports Radio, the Sport Chat 1. And the poll question presented by Oak Grove Tech, what was the biggest surprise of the first weekend of the NCAA tournament? The ACC going 8-0. Kentucky losing, Kansas getting bounced, or Yale defeating Auburn, and 46% of people are saying the ACC going 8-0.
Yeah, incredible. Mm. Incredible. Let's go to the phones right now. We got Adam from Durham, man.
He's excited about that game today.
What's up, Adam? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, Reese and Pam? I am excited about that game. Good morning. Me and the family are headed down to Raleigh this afternoon.
Okay.
We're going to catch the Lady Vols in some enemy territory.
Yes.
And, I hope we see a good game. Now, my girls are hoping for some overtime so they can stay up a little bit later and maybe stay up past their bedtime. But I don't want that to happen.
Oh, God.
My good look goes to Bull City's own Jonas Adu. 62% free throw shooter, hit two huge free throws late to lift Tennessee this weekend and put him in the Sweet 16. A lot of physicality this weekend. I like seeing the refs let them play. But my bad look goes to the women's tournament and that Middle Tennessee State LSU game. It's hard to win when there's a 37-9 free throw disparity in that game.
Yeah. Wow.
Middle Tennessee was, I was watching it just to watch LSU play. But Middle Tennessee was up like 6 at the half. And, they got whistled for 9 fouls in the third quarter and it was over in the fourth quarter. I think it was 21-7 in the fourth quarter, something like that.
Yeah, the big girl fouled out.
Yeah. Rick Ensel's a good coach. He gets a lot out of his talent there in Middle Tennessee, but 37-9 free throw attempts is a lot to overcome. Bad luck also goes to Kim Mulkey, man. I don't think an innocent person talks like that. And to hurl defamation like that and correct me if I'm wrong, but the New York Post or Washington Post.
Yes,
Yeah, Washington Post contacted her and asked for comment.
Yep.
And she didn't provide any comments. So that was your opportunity right there. And to call somebody sleazy and stuff like that when they're giving you the opportunity with their journalistic integrity to come to you and ask for your side of the story, that's pretty hostile right there. So, I agree with you, Reese and Pam. I don't know what's in there, but
it ain't good.
And for
you to try to preempt stuff that way, and the language and how you used it, it ain't good. A lot of people going to be like, wow.
To talk about the local teams here, I'm real excited to see that Houston Duke matchup. Reese, you and I were at that Duke Wake Forest game.
Oh,
to see Jared McCain in person.
Yep.
And
that's right. That's right.
Houston got some good guards. That was it. Shed.
Yep. Number one. Yeah.
To see that Jared McCain Jared McCain's shed matchup, Tyrese Proctor's shed matchup is going to be real fun to watch.
Yeah, it's like freshmen playing against like in high school, like seniors or something like that, because it's going to be that disparity in terms of age, and I'm curious to see who's going to get the best of who. But that's going to be a great matchup too, because McCain is that dude. Yeah,
that's going to be real fun. And then North Carolina, Alabama, you know, this is one of those games, like, me as a fan, I'm thinking, can they both lose, please?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Wow. That's incredible.
Hey, y'all have a good one.
All right, you too. Right,
yeah. I know we're going to go to James right quick, but what's interesting, and I might have called Coach Ford on this one, because I remember when UNLV – back in 70-something, they was averaging 120-something points a game before they had three-pointers. They were the running rebels.
Okay.
And they was running, gunning the whole time. They played Carolina. And I was kind of pulling for the running rebels, too, because we in high school, we called ourselves like the running rebels.
So, oh, okay.
Even though
okay.
I was Carolina. Anyway, Carolina beat the brace off them. So you know, it'd be interesting to see how that style of play by Alabama, how that kind of engages with the Tar Heels and their play. Let's go to the phones right now. James Rodney, he got to be happy because his team, the Wolfpack, they're going to the
Sweet 16.
What's up, James? How you doing,
good
my
morning,
friend?
Good morning, James.
Man, how y'all doing, family? How y'all doing?
We're doing fantastic. Good. We're excited for you, James.
Yep.
I'm excited too. Listen, I'm excited for the whole triangle.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I you know how I used to call they here and say something bad about everybody.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
But I'm excited for the whole triangle.
Yeah, man.
The whole triangle. All the teams in the Sweet 16. You can't get no better than that.
That's right.
Out this weekend in Fenton and Cary down there.
You was over there?
I started to come over there. I should have came over there and hung
out. No, you should have let some people know, Jay. I could have brought you your gift certificate from Starbucks. I owe you.
Man, you keep bringing that Starbucks gift certificate up. Listen, if you ain't gonna give it to anybody.
Was it crazy over there in Fenton? Was it crazy over there, man?
Listen, I ain't never seen so many NC State fans a day in my life.
Wow.
I ain't never seen so many. Listen, they was loaded over there. Then Sunday afternoon, they just opened up Academy Sports Store.
Yeah.
In Knightdale.
Yeah,
they had the grand opening.
Oh, wow.
Man, they were selling so much NC State stuff, and then a woman looked at me, said, "You want to buy this shirt?" I said, "No, that shirt $45. I love them, but I don't love them that much."
James, you should have got you a
shirt.
Oh,
that's funny, man.
Listen, I can go to the NC. I can go to NC State store with the Cappies and get a shirt. I got a sweater. I got a hood is cheaper than that. I don't know what they try to do at that store. They
I was thinking about going over to that store though, because they've been advertising the grand opening.
Yeah, but it's nice in there, though. It's nice in there. I told you, I can't give you $45 for that shirt, though. I just keep the ones I got. but yeah, man, I'm excited, man. The whole weight count ought to be excited about the teams we got. All three teams have made it to the Sweet 16, but we got some trouble on our hand Friday. I didn't want us to stop playing, man. When you got momentum going like that, you don't need to stop playing. So I'm kind of concerned. We got a whole week off, buddy. I'm kind of concerned. We got a whole week off. So Friday might be it, but I'm going to hold out hope.
But no, I have to be honest with you. I think you got a really winnable matchup against Marquette. I really do. And if DJ keep playing the way he's playing, I think you guys can make it to Elite Eight. Yeah, I really feel that way.
But I think DJ Horn has to he can't go 30-some minutes without scoring.
He gotta show.
No, he
gotta get him in the game.
Wow,
and then
man.
We get to the end of the game. For some reason, we act like we in high school again. Man, just close the game out. You're running my blood pressure up in here. Just close the game out, man. We got to act like we don't know how to play basketball. We don't know how to break no press. We don't know how to do nothing. Just close the game out, NC State. But I'm proud of you. As an NC State Wolfpack, fan, I'm proud of you. I went to your school. It's been a long time since we've been to the Sweet 16. I think it was 2015 or something.
Yeah, it was. That's exactly right.
So,
yeah.
It's been a long time. So we made it. Y'all know we win Friday and Duke win Friday. We play Duke in the Elite Eight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
That would be really cool.
And it's funny.
That would be cool. That would be cool right there.
But how about this, though? If Carolina win and Clemson win, they'll end up playing each other out in L.A. So you got these ACC teams battling each other out. You know, that's kind of crazy.
I got a quick question for you, James, because I know you pay attention to this stuff. So do you think – do you think did you see anything strange between Casey Marcel and DJ Horn?
Really?
How many times Casey came down and wouldn't even look his way?
Really?
That's the problem.
Why he went so long without scoring? And then finally he decided to take it in his own hand. When he got the ball, he shot.
They got issues on the team, Pam?
I mean, he just didn't look.
Pam, let me try to start on the controversy.
I'm just asking. Okay.
Hey, Pam, I agree with you. And my whole problem is, I don't know why we don't. When DJ Burns, the big boy is on the court, DJ Burns is on the court.
Yeah.
He don't give us a good 4 or 5 straight minutes before they got to take him out of the game. Just give him the ball every time and feed off him. They were triple teaming this guy. They were double teaming this guy. That means somebody's going to be open. Mm-hmm. But we try to make ball hard. I don't agree with LeBron too many times, but this might be the only time I agree with it. When something's working, why do you leave it? When something's working, why do you got to run a second play, a third play? Till they stop the play that's working, keep running the same play over and over again. But DJ Horn, he got to come play ball Friday, or we going
to
lose.
Yeah, and his teammates need to give him the ball.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You got to demand the ball, Pam. Take the ball. You got to demand the ball.
Wow.
Do like my man was doing it. What's his name? What's the cottage out there in Arizona?
Grand Canyon?
Grand Canyon University. Saw the guy on that team. That joker took every shot. He came
here. Hey, know what? That was a damn problem, James. They were going one. It's like you made one pass. And matter of fact, he brought the ball down court. A couple times he shot the ball. I'm like, he going to shoot everything.
Joe ain't got no teammates, dude. He got him playing one-on-one.
That was the most ridiculous college game. I said it earlier. That was the most ridiculous college game I've seen in a long time. It was just ridiculous, man.
Yeah, that was a ridiculous game. My man took every shot. Pam, he was just coming down the court, just taking shots. He wasn't thinking about nobody else. I'm like, this Joe must got. He must know somebody out there in the audience. He's trying to play
All right, Jay. So, Sweet 16, man. We appreciate you, brother. You have a great day, okay?
But if we win now.
I got you.
This weekend.
Yes.
I need you to meet me in Fenton at the sports bar.
Let's do it.
Not only you get Brady my
gift card.
Yeah. But you're going to have to buy me lunch.
Well, you know, Jay, I'll be happy.
You owe me.
I owe you. I'll be happy to do that, my friend, just for you. And the Wolfpack Nation.
Yes.
Okay.
And I love the wings there, so let's do it.
let's make it happen.
All right, man.
Make it happen.
Take care.
Y'all have a great one.
You too.
Wow, man. Good look, bad look, Monday. That's what we're doing, man. You got to give us a call, 919-890-6200.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.